Okay. Sorry. 6:05.
We'll call the meeting to order at 6:05.
Thank you.
January 18th, 2022. Guests?
Social? Yeah. No guests.
No guests?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you a guest if you wish to speak?
Question period.
Yeah, so
right.
Now we're moving on to...
Guess what's next?
We're moving on to question period. And I see we have someone in the gallery. Would you like to speak this evening?
Yes, I would. But it's not about art.
Okay.
The gallery.
So how question period works is you just have to state your name for the record, and then you have...
And your address.
And then you have 10 to 15 minutes to talk about what you need to talk about.
Okay. My name is Maureen Travers. And I wish to speak to a certain activity that council is involved in, which I hope you will think about reviewing.
Can we just get your address for the record?
The incident is...
your address, Mo.
Oh, the address?
Yeah.
Box number or address, 217 Whitney Street.
Okay, perfect. Thank
Palm
you.
Palm and Gay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm just getting this together. And do you want me to stand up?
No, you're fine.
No. You're comfortable, sit.
Well, I'll speak in a kind of relaxed manner then, if that's okay by you. In the 1990s, I went to a public hearing in downtown Calgary with most of the utility companies. At that time, it was mainly Ron Southern's company,
yeah.
Right, TransAlta?
Yeah.
To a hearing regarding putting a tax on everyone's utility bill that may or may not be returned to the municipality. Right? Well, the way they presented it, it was a tax. And my paper I presented to Mr. McClellan, who you might have heard of a long time ago, who was the senior municipal inspector. He was the Master Stonemason. They were all there, all the utility companies, but there weren't so many then in 1990, right? And so I presented the fact that you cannot impose a tax by a utility company. So after much hoo-ha, we took a vote, and the utility companies lost. At that time, the major concern was what they would do with the money they collected, which they did not have a plan for, that was going in their general revenue. And so it was turned down because it was not thought to be beneficial to the populace at large, right? So let's now fast forward to today, and I'm a lot older now. My utility bill this month came in with $10, et cetera, added on for this amount of money that municipalities have accepted that they will collect somewhere down the line. I do not know the mechanism for collecting it. If you have that information, I'd be obliged to know that.
Yeah, they call it a franchise fee. Which
yes, I know.
Thing, yeah. And effectively, they just add it on, and then they pay us monthly. So I
they
mean,
pay you monthly.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is...
Or sorry, probably every couple of... Whenever you get your bill.
The public have no input into that. Right? And this year, of course, is really cold,
mm-hmm.
and there's an awful lot of utilities being burned, right? And I'm not laying any blame here, but I have never seen in the accounts whereby they accounted for the amount of money that was paid to the municipality. So what I would like to say is that... the council should put out some general statement as regarding this amount of money, and in the next budget you allocated that amount of money to something that assists the people here Or you go flat and you can get rid of the whole lot of it. I don't know what the contract is. That's something you'd have to figure out. But at the moment, it just looks like a usury fee. Another tax. You know, and that's a bad word anyway, right? I mean, we can even go back to Shakespeare in the Middle Ages. The quality of mercy is not strained. It drops as gentle as the rain from heaven. It is twice blessed. It blesses those who give and those who take. But this tax doesn't. It doesn't bless the person because the person can't see what it's being used for. And the thing is that for it to go from me, and I'm only one person in the house now, $10.20, where it used to be $3 or $4 even when Malcolm was alive. I'm not sure if they've got the right to increase the percentage, but I don't think it has been increased from what I can gather.
Yeah, I think, well, one of them was increased, was it last year? But this cycle from 5 to 15, the average is about 15%. And you can go up to 20%. Some are actually 20%. Yeah.
The problem I have with it is all the financial statements that have come out of council since I've been here, this is nearly 4 years, it has never been included in there as a revenue and stated what it was being used for.
So under, I agree with you on the franchisee tax thing, but it is accounted in the revenue side as a franchise revenue. So between the gas and the... because it's a franchise fee, currently it's on the power, your electricity and your gas.
Yes, it is.
And we have already said that we were going to look at the electricity for the
fall.
It's
a fall.
Yeah.
I can't give you a figure because it's never appeared in the documentation as such.
Yeah, and we typically in the past haven't had detailed budgets, right? So
okay.
Yeah, but you're right. It's in the GL that's in the agenda.
And
there.
I think that it's wise if you're going to write up your budget to include that.
Yeah.
And make it visible and make a statement to the public.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your decision whether you want this franchise tax. Some people will quibble against it, you know, and it's unfair in the sense that people who've got empty houses, of course, don't have to pay anything, etc.
Yeah.
So the bulk of it's being carried by the property owners in here, you know. So I'm not exactly against it, I'm just against the mechanism that they've been using. So I wanted your input on changing that so it could be included in the financial statement so people know. And come up with some other utilization of the money or whatever utilization you are applying it to, make it known. Otherwise it looks like it was just going general revenue and being, you know, absorbed, which isn't the point of it at all, right? I mean, they fought very hard, TransAlta, and I can tell you, after I had appeared at this hearing and we won the day, I waited for my end of month utility bill and it wasn't there. And they let it lapse and lapse, so I owed money. Mm-hmm. And so I had to take a day off work to go and queue up there, and when they found out who I was, they kept me waiting 2.5 hours. In other words, it was retribution. Gentle, but retribution. Yeah. But I don't mind because after that I got a dog. And the utility man came to read the meter, and I had broken my leg, and I went out the back door and I heard the fracas there, but the utility man is supposed to knock at the door or ring the bell if he knows someone may be home, and he didn't do that. So he walked in my yard and he claimed the dog bit him. Right, the dog bit him. So then I had to go and appear in court, which I did with the dog. But while I was observing this gentleman, he didn't go in the next door, and it wasn't to do with reading my meter. He read the meter across the fence of my property to the other fence, because they weren't home. My meter didn't need to be read. So I went to court. I went to court, because they charged me. So I went to court. And the judge threw it out. He said, this is a waste of public time, a waste of public money, and the utility company, I fined the utility company for wasting time and money. And that was the end of the thing. But you see, it was retribution, you know. And I know that people get uppity and everything else. I'm not proactive in that sense of taking umbrage or anything. But I know it bites in people's craw when they're short of money.
Yeah.
You know. So I think that it would be a very useful exercise to do that, make it known.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Where the money comes from and how it's being used. I'm not sure about cancelling it because I don't know what the contractual arrangements are from that end.
Yeah.
And of course, when you get transactions budgets, it puts its budget out in 10-year swaths or anything for the future because it uses that money then to redevelop. But if you remember, at the time, I have to tell you, they were talking about going down to California with this, with the hydro and everything. Well, you know those big stack of things that go down the major highway down towards Medicine Hat? That was a falsity. They never ever were used.
Mm.
They still aren't used.
Mm.
They were just for show. Just to warn off the Americans who wanted to come in and do something. So that's just a little bit of history. There ends the list.
There we go. Well, we will definitely discuss this.
And we definitely have the numbers, so I mean, you know, so
thank you for bringing that. I assumed it was on the financial.
Well, image is everything, you know.
Yeah, thank you, Mo.
Do you have an agenda, Microsoft?
I can print you one. Do that. First guest we've had since the new council.
I'm saving paper.
Yeah. No, let me print it off.
That's okay.
That?
Do that. Depends how wide awake this guy is here. There we go.
I can meet me. We'll have to stay far away.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Mo, for presenting.
You're very welcome. And anything else I can help you with, just say the word.
Okay, so approval of the agenda for January 18th. Is there anything we need to add?
We'll go ahead.
Well, I would like to add the Summerland cost.
Under L?
Yeah.
Is this not, or is this, yeah. Okay.
And?
What's that?
What's in
the
EU?
Oh, the police.
That'd be M?
Yeah, the letter support.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Valerie.
Okay.
Policing.
And if you don't mind, if administration can remove the minutes for November 16th and add the minutes from December 14th,
okay.
Which I gave you a copy of today, so. Yep, perfect.
Anything else? If not, may I have a motion to approve the agenda of those changes? All those in favor? And it is carried. Okay. Approval of the minutes of the November
22nd.
Okay. Is there any errors or omissions? If not, can I have a motion to approve?
I move to approve the minutes of November 22nd.
Okay. All those in favor? And it is carried. Okay. The minutes of the December 6th, 2021 meeting. The one thing I had on this one was the Vulcan healthcare worker, like under B.
Yep.
Didn't we make a motion not to join it, or did we just?
I don't recall that we did, but I can certainly check. Yeah.
So
Well, I think it even says some other place that we voted not.
Okay.
Is that under the budget?
No, that was the previous year. So previous year they had a vote not to. This year we actually earmarked the dollars.
Because I think I made the motion not to.
Let me amend that as, sorry, which, that was B?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, if that's the understanding, let's just do that, yeah. That's my error. Okay. So B has amended it.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a different one for me to sign then?
I'll do that tomorrow, yeah.
Okay.
You betcha. Yeah, I'll push it.
So can I have a motion? Is there anything else on this? If not, can I have a motion to accept that as amended?
Sorry, can you make
that motion? Sue? All those in favor? And it is carried. The minutes of the December 14th. Is there any errors or omissions?
I will move that the meeting, or the meeting of December 14th be approved.
Okay, all those in favor? That is carried. Okay, go. Public Works report.
You bet. So most of the focus is obviously maintaining the snow clearing, you know, that kind of stuff in terms of the operational basis, and obviously the input for the capital budget coming up, right? So just planning that out, because I think the one thing we definitely know is that we want to ensure we have a fuller season this time, right? Last season we didn't optimize the equipment and people as much as we could have, so for a number of different reasons. But
now, are we keeping both Scott and David on 5 days a week?
Mostly. David. If there is, yes. So I mean, David's gone home a couple times, right?
Okay.
So yeah, and it depends on the weather, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
As I say, is it cost effective to have both of them on
when
there's no projects right now?
No.
Other than when there's snow removal, but that's about all?
Yeah, for sure. And we can look at it. It has been up till now, but, you know, you're right, is probably between now and the spring it would be a little skinnier, right? So
okay.
I can talk to Scott about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, is there enough work for both of them 5 days a week?
I'll check with Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Especially if we look at our...
I'll talk to them and we'll... I mean, operationally, like you said, there's snow clearing. There's always something to do. I mean, it's just a case of, you know, is it the best use of time, right?
Yeah.
So, luckily, he's a junior guy, so he's, you know, to be blunt, a little less expensive, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if we're going to err, I mean, that's definitely the person to do that with, right?
Yeah.
So. But I'll follow up with Scott. I mean, that's a good conversation anyway, right? So.
And then I have a question on that fall concrete material. It's in progress, but do we have any correspondence with Alberta Environment? On the concrete and material?
Yeah.
Was it just like a verbal conversation with them?
So far, yeah.
Anything in writing?
No, the only thing they've asked is... you know, if we've talked to CP, which we need to anyway for under the track, so I thought I'd do them at the same time. As you know, it's a bit challenging, right? So,
yeah.
But quite frankly, I mean, I think even initially they couldn't say for sure whether there was an issue with it and haven't since, right? So, but I think, you know, obviously before we do anything more, we would have something in writing, right?
Okay.
So it's our understanding that we're on side as far as it goes, but
okay.
Be good to hear that from them, right? So.
Yeah.
Yep.
How much is left to do?
Well, I mean, as far as the concrete we have left, probably another third. But, I mean, I don't know in that area, you know, we're starting to get to the point where it's you know, a little closer to the edge, right? So, I mean, we'd probably look at some of the other areas, but it would be good to use up the rest of the concrete. You know, it does seem stable. It is sinking down now, which is what we wanted it to do, right, to pack through the winter and stuff. But, you know, as far as that area, you know, if we were to run the trail where it should be, we're still a little bit to the west, you know. Like, you'd literally be in space a little bit, right? So it would be good to... We have a way to go around it, is kind of dip down in there, right? But, you know, that's kind of as far as we got, is, you know, this season, right? So
planting trees in spring is probably not yet.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we have them, and I did talk to them about that. And, you know, unfortunately, like a lot of organizations, they have suggestions, but not... I mean, he had some concerns about planting trees there with regards to the roots and if they fall in, but, you know, we do have a bunch of seedlings, and we did that for a reason, is, you know, it's inexpensive, and, you know, if you lose some, it's better, right? But, I mean, that I think makes a lot of sense, but, you know, because we've got some time, I'll circle back with them and, you know, just go through it again, right? So, because, I mean, at the very least, we don't want to start and have them come out and be surprised about anything, right? Mm-hmm. So, which is the key, so, yeah.
Down in the road, when they patched the asphalt in front of the hotel, Community Hall, and Old Colony,
yes,
are they looking at sealing any of the cracks in the existing concrete or asphalt? Like, some big cracks forming?
Yeah, you know, that's probably not a bad idea. The ones, those ones are big enough you want a paving company to do them. But I can ask, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if they're out here, I'm sure it's probably similar equipment, so same people. So,
yeah.
You know, it is one thing we definitely would never do ourselves, right? Just mm-hmm. a whole different ball game. But
yeah.
But I can ask, yeah.
I just wondered if it would be cost effective.
It makes
having them sealed while they're
yeah.
sealing.
I think it makes a lot of sense because, you know, that's in terms of depreciation, the roads are one of the biggest challenges, right? So.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll add that.
How many are we looking at?
Cracks?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Or?
There's I know that there's two significant ones farther down Grand Avenue, and I just, like, the one is probably 1/4 to 1/2 inch.
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know how deep it goes down, and I don't know what they do.
I think they'll just pour hot
yeah.
concrete down it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
you're right. They should do it. They're the ones
yeah.
that are...
Have here already.
Yeah,
you bet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have put is order gas chips for hydrants and rebuild hydrants.
Yep.
Is this something we want to do each year?
Yes.
I think yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The idea is, I believe Scott Blake had the training. I think Scott did, and we'll double check that. But yeah, that would be the idea. Ideally, either if we have one spare or you know something like that, where we can trade them out. You know, come up with a plan because, you know, if you could pull out one or two a season, especially in the winter, you know, and replace all the gaskets and stuff, we'll get tons of years out of them, right? So, yeah, that is exactly
okay.
the idea, right?
That was just kind of a redundant question then?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
better
on
that.
The last page, strategic plan, review
yep.
and update the Village of Farmingay Float by 4th quarter.
Yeah.
So we're looking at redoing that for
the Well, I think that was...
So
that was the request.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, but I, you know, obviously, well, actually, quite frankly, it's a good winter job too. But,
okay.
I've still got to sit down with Scott and go through all the strategic
oh, okay.
plan items. But
okay.
you know,
and I also said to Scott when I was looking at the float that quite possibly, if we could get it spread out or whatever, I'm quite
yeah.
sure there'd be some of the residents that would
sure.
more than be willing to help
yeah.
paint. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
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 Okay.
Good.
Does anybody have any other questions or comments? Sorry. Okay. Can I have a motion then to approve the public works report?
Yes,
thank
you. If you want to continue with the
report
and do both.
You want to do them at the same time, Kate? Okay. Admin report.
Yes, I've added in all the strategic planning items. You know, the items at the top are ones that are complete now.
One thing you had was follow-up on SEWA agreement. In progress, we'll update council November 16th.
Yeah, so that should probably be removed. I think that's been in there for quite a while.
Okay.
And SEWA agreement, I'm trying to remember.
Southern Alberta Waste.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
Just,
that's why I think it's in there so long.
Okay.
I don't even remember why it was in there, but I'll remove it.
Okay.
Has MPE given you any indication of when that final report is coming?
Yeah, I talked to them today. So we're going to talk again on Monday. He's going to share a screen and go through it. I think at this stage we know that we need to replace the line under the track and do the work in the plant, so there's no sense kind of spending more money to say that, right? So I think what we're going to do is try to reallocate the funds that we had in the grant to start some of the design and the costing pieces, you know, and a bit of a plan, because the water plant, outside of the water plant, there's a lot of pipes under the ground and a lot of them that we don't know, right? So we want to kind of get an order of operations and, you know, figure out how we're going to tackle it, right? So, but there'll be money better spent, you know, because I think now we're just kind of beating a dead horse. We know what we need to do, right? So, you know, no sense spending more money on that. So he did also mention about AMWWP, Water and Wastewater Partnership. So he knows the lady who's the grant funder, and spoke with her, and they're going to rewrite the grant so it puts more of a focus on the line under the tracks. Apparently, in the hierarchy, believe it or not, the fire suppression isn't as high as, you know, the security of the water under the tracks. So, you know, and from our end, I mean, whatever gets the money in, right? So, you know, so we can modify that. It's due by the end of February, and we'll know by April. So budgeting-wise, you know, that's a big chunk of cash that we'll have or not have. So, and I just found that out today. So when we get into some of the budget items, we'll, you know, obviously if we can do it with a grant, that's great, right? But, and apparently they didn't have, they didn't give out a dollar last year at all. So we're hoping, because they extended it, we're hoping that they do this year, right? So, but, I mean, as you can imagine, she knows what we know as far as what their plans are, right? So,
as far as MPE is concerned, the plan is still to bring it out at Truman?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we haven't defined exactly where, but that seems to make the most sense, right? You know, in terms of a connection and stuff. But, you know, we can look at it. I mean, you know, there is some modeling already, and I think that's what we agreed to last time, right? So, yeah. So, you know, and that means that you want at least an 8-inch pipe to that, right? So, you know, that's the kind of stuff we want to try to figure out, right? So, yep.
So there's a lot. There's a lot of pipes at the water plant, and you don't know what they're.
Yeah, the maps. We couldn't find the maps. You know, so yeah. Which is why, you know, when you talk about the GIS, we want to, you know, that'll be in the cloud forever, right? So, I mean, we know roughly where the existing line goes. We haven't been able to confirm where the shutoff is on either side of the tracks, because the idea is if you can shut it off at Pacific, then we can run the emergency bypass and literally keep this side of the tracks pressurized, which would be a really great thing, right? Because then you're only worried about, you know, Alta Vista, and, you know, you can deal with it then, right? But the one we thought would shut off didn't. So I'm assuming it was kind of more of a north-south, you know, shut off. But, you know, the challenge is if you hydroact down to the thing and it leaks or does anything, that's literally the only water coming into the village, right? So, which, you know, so that, if it was anything else, we would find it out. You know, we would just hydrovac down and find all the stuff we needed to, but we're trying to be really delicate around there, right? So, at least until we have a backup.
Right. Well, and there's such a maze of pipes.
Yeah, yeah.
I know when we had the one break and Shawnee was there hydrovacing, and it's like, here's a pipe, and then it's like, oh, this end's bent off.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's
yeah. 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 We had the same thing over here. You know, and I mean, it's practice to kind of orphan the old one.
Yeah.
You know, if you're digging a new trench, there's no sense digging a whole trench to pull out the old one. But, you know, if you're not quite sure what's what, because I know we had an issue where something wasn't shutting off, and we were literally shutting off the old one, right? So, you know, at least it would have been nice if they took the shutoff out, right?
Yeah.
You know, but...
Make that part easier.
So, yeah, anyway, it'll be interesting.
Okay. All right, any other questions on admin report? Thank you. I have a motion to approve both of them. Okay. Sue? All in favor? And out of Sherry? Correspondence.
Yeah, I didn't have any. Just the usual stuff from, you know, lights of work and those things which you send along. But.
Financial report.
Yeah. So, cash position, obviously this is, you know, when we're going to have the lowest amount. We do have, we could basically, you know, have the revolving credit at zero, but we wouldn't have a whole lot to play with, right? So, we've got, you know, some fairly large ones that have come out so far. The biggest one, though, is the ACT grant for $80,000. I phoned them again today because December 2nd, it was supposed to come in 2 weeks. And so I phoned them again, and it's going to be here in 2 weeks. So, and it was approved, I think, in March or April last year, right?
Wow.
So, yeah, so if we had, you know, we prepaid, you know, a good chunk of that, right? So, but it is something to think about in terms of the operational budget, because I think we do want to build up a bit more of a reserve, or, you know,
yeah.
we've definitely cut it to the bone, right? So, anyway, so that's the cash. Now, in terms of the budget versus actual, so that's the summary one, and then I've got the two detailed ones. And sorry for the quality, actually. It looked good on the computer, but obviously not on the printer.
So you have land sales. That's one question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Land sales, what did we sell?
I think Todd bought another one, and who's the one over here? I forget what Heather knows, but
okay.
There's a fellow who bought another piece of land sort of in the industrial area that was right adjacent to his lot.
Oh, okay.
Can't remember his name. But
okay.
Yeah.
So wasn't that the guy that's building a house over there? Was that the year before, or was that?
He
I think so. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So we show a deficit of $55,000 last year. Now, bear in mind, there's stuff coming and going, and it depends on the year end. So, but of that, we did sort of pay for 3 years of the rec board because last year got missed, and we talked about that. So we'll ensure that we have the requisitions all done, and we prepaid this coming year or this year. There's still a solar farm revenue to be put in, and you know, we know about the fire requisition that was paid in 21 versus 20. The deductible is not a big amount, but it's $1,000 we kind of hadn't budgeted for. And then yeah, the doctor retention. So I guess if that's in here, let me just have a quick look. We can remove that. So it would be under requisitions right at the beginning. So let's see. There we are. Yeah, so I did budget for that. So we can remove that, which is will come in handy. So.
So I just have a question, like on the first one. How come we're so far over in public works and general admin?
General admin.
Almost 35,000 in general admin and 34,000 in public works over budget.
Let me have a look at this.
That's the one I had.
Yeah.
Highlighted.
That
here.
Was the first one.
Oh, that's requisition. Yeah, I mean, the admin salaries are over by 15 of that, you know, so based on what we thought at the time. Let's see what else we got. Oh, there was admin other. One of that is $5,500, which is offset by grants, so that's obviously the expense side of the $5,500, so... but I can make a list. I think it's easier.
I was just, because on this one, it shows 33.
Yeah.
34,480, and then on here it shows 15, so that's like almost double.
What do you mean, the detailed one?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the summary one versus the detailed? Yeah, the summary one is all the admin pieces.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but let me dig into it, and I'll give, because it's better if I dig in and give you some written answers rather than, you know, scramble. But, so we'll look at the admin and the public works. You bet. Okay.
That, again, kind of why we're wondering about Scott's health.
Sure. No, for sure.
Well, I know Kelly picked up some because we trained somebody new, but...
Yes. Not that much, no. No, there wasn't that kind of overlap, for sure.
No.
Yeah, you bet. And I did provide the check listing, which doesn't include salaries, but for November, December, because, you know, that's a new report, so we'll do that every month, obviously, right? So.
And is CNH Industrial Capital, is that like lease payments or something?
It is the backhoe payments.
Backhoe? Okay.
Yeah. The 700 and change for GMC is the pickup truck, which obviously will go away assuming we pay it. And then the other one is the dump truck, 1,000 and I think 53 or something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. And that's the challenge, right, is those... If I was to do it again, I would prefer to own outright because, that's where we've had a challenge this last year is, you know, we're trying to optimize those things, right? So.
And is there a reason in December we made two payments for $2,600 for the backhoe?
Yes. I think that was, well, let me have a look here.
Like I see in November we had 26 and then December we had two of them.
I'm guessing... No, that's okay. Yeah, no, it's 12. Yep. I see. Yeah, back to back. Yeah, they show the same one too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find out. Because it'd be really cool if it was on there twice.
Well, that's what I think, because then again, down farther on the 13th, we did another 3,900.
I think that was the park, yeah, that was the quote, and or 1,000-hour inspection. But I'll ask Heather. Yeah, because, I mean, they look, see the other number there, 1122021, it's in there twice, which leads me to believe that it's, you know, been, it sounds like it was double entered, right? So,
yeah,
which, you know, there you go.
Okay.
Good?
Is there any other questions about the financials?
Yeah, and year end is always a bit tricky. Got the best... I mean, you got the best view because you got all of it there, but there's still bits and pieces to go back and forth. But
it sure is nice to have the whole and everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
And I like it specific and detailed as it is.
Well, and that's the thing, right, is it depends on what council wants. I mean, that's easy to print. I mean, you know, it's easy to put that out. The summary one, I designed that report, and, you know, it's a good one to kind of as a quick check, right, you know, how are we doing and what's maybe on or off and that sort of stuff, right? So, but yeah, no details. I mean, it's good. If you guys like using them, it's that easy for me to do it. So, you know, fed others where I do it and doesn't get looked at. So we just slaughter some trees.
I don't know how others feel, but I like.
Yeah,
I like it too.
I would if I was a counselor too, yeah, for sure. You bet. Good?
Okay, can I have a motion to approve financials? Yes.
I move we approve the financials. For
any more discussion? If not, all those in favor? And that is carried.
All right.
Okay. New business, water infrastructure update.
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of I felt like this was the easiest way to show what's been done so far. So maybe if you're okay, and you certainly ask or interrupt, you know, all that you want. On page 29, that's the 2018 and 2019 jobs. The wastewater lift station was in 2018. That was the valves and the motor and pump. Let's see, the one right beside it is that extension from Pacific out to Todd's, basically. It's a main line out that way. We did clean and scope all the sewer lines, which gave us, you know, because we were able to do it ourselves, that identified all the issues.
When you put that one in 2018,
yeah.
Did you do, like, is there potential for more services off that?
Yeah, it gets it closer. I think, I'm trying to think, so it comes from Pacific over to Todd's, and I think Weiss is behind us, right? So, and I think he can service because he's closer on Pacific. But no, I mean, it doesn't specifically, but it allows us to go, you know, a little bit further without too much effort, right?
Okay.
But I mean, you know, again, that's why later on we want to talk about, you know, utility costs for hooking people up, because it's expensive. You know, at that stage we used Shawnee, and, you know, we could have done it cheaper, but it wouldn't be, you know, like $2,000, it'd be in the tens of thousands, right? So, yeah. Let's see, the engineering review is done of all the water lines, pumping station, and infrastructure. So that is actually what the current engineers are looking at. You know, so a lot of the preliminary work's done. That's where we kind of figured out, you know, the line under the tracks, and we knew for sure, obviously, we didn't need this to say that we didn't have enough water pressure for fire, but, you know, at least it, with a little bit of science as to where it was. In 2019 was also the work at the end of Whitney and across to Stephen. So the water was extended down or replaced and then extended across, so it loops around. So when we say the loops, those other ones, that's kind of what we're doing. And we also replaced the sewer and the services there. So, I mean, that'll be good for a long, long time. And then for the lines, we also did the campground sewer line and put in that dump station with water. So that was kind of 18 and 19. And then on 30, at the top, the sanitary distribution gate is how we would open up the lagoons if we wanted them to run into the river, which, as you can imagine, wouldn't be something we'd want to do unless we had all our ducks in a row. So far, it's been evaporating, but it is something. That one took about 3 hours just to find the shutoff, because there's a shutoff, and then beside it is kind of it's a level where you can kind of see where it's at a certain level. So when you see it in this vault, you know it's time to do something with it, right? So we assumed that was the shutoff, but we had a couple of people tell us where it was, and it was literally beside. So we made it, so we'll always be able to find it. We dug it up a bit and put gravel in there. In 2021, we obviously had the emergency bypass. I think that's going to be very helpful for us, hopefully this summer and stuff. But unfortunately, I wish we had had that, you know, with the Grange fire, honestly, right? We were just, I think, a week or two out, which is really a shame. We also, in the water plant, upgraded one of the water pumps, and that's been working really well. It obviously is. You know, we're still pushing through a straw, right? So, but it's been pretty consistent. And then basically, you know, just the three future things are, you know, a line under the tracks. In the water plant, we're going to obviously add, I think, one or two pumps, you know, whatever is required. We have enough spots for three more, but, you know, two would make more sense probably, right? One is a hot spare. And then the line that goes from the water plant out to Alta Vista is 4 inches, so probably under all circumstances that'll eventually be at least an 8-inch line, right? So, and if it does feed that one over to, you know, across under the tracks, that's a 12-inch line, so it wouldn't even be a bad thing to make it 12 up to that point, right? So that's kind of what's on the docket coming up. But that's, you know, as far as the bigger stuff, that's what's happened for the last, you know, couple of years or so. At least on the water side.
That loop that was going to continue around, what would it have been?
Oh, like
Truman, I think?
Yes.
So is that still
down
the road to do?
Yeah, we've got, we call them phase 2 and 3, and all the engineering drawings are done. We have a bunch of, I think at least for one of them, we have enough parts and we're ready to go, but I think given, we kind of put the brakes on it because we wanted to see how much we're going to have to put into this other stuff, because you know, 8-inch water line might be useful somewhere else, right? So, you know, and we're going to have some big bills coming up, right? There's just no way around it as far as that goes. So, and the loops in terms of, you know, we're not going to hit fire pressure with the loops. It's, you know, they make things nice and redundant and safe, and they'll improve, you know, because when you turn it on, it comes from both ends, but, you know, it's not the core piece of it, right? So, you know, I think that's going to be the pumps in that big line under the tracks, right? So, yep. And that's just for information, so hopefully that, I don't know if that's confusing or helpful. At least it's a picture. Easier to, that's how I like it.
Any questions? Small business park project.
So,
number two, is it supposed to be southwest? Leave the southwest lot at its original size? Because the northeast.
Yeah, you put northeast.
Oh, did I? Okay. Yeah, yeah, where the
but
grass
in the pictures are correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I was looking
there. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not east. Yeah. Yes, yeah,
no,
correct.
He's got, because okay. That's what I said too, and then I looked at the pictures,
yeah.
And they're
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'm just that easily
confused. Ideally, it shouldn't be more confusing. I think what we're looking at a high level, so Steve's already been working on the area structure plan, and, you know, we want to phase the water supply, because I think obviously we won't have the budget to do it all at once. But I think if you look on page 35, we missed a couple of pictures here, but
yeah.
That's fine. Page 35 will give us kind of the whole thing, is if you look at stage one, well, I guess if we back it up at the very top, if to upgrade that 8-inch line from the water plant to Alta Vista is roughly $100,000. So we went through all the parts and we figured kind of a rough time for us to do it. You know, and I think if we were to progress with that at some point, that's going to have to be done, right? So stage one is a line into that sort of first set of properties on both sides of the road. So, you know, like Garth's property, you know, would be on and their neighbors across the street. The overall cost of that is $400,000. If we looked at the lots and I'm guessing, you know, $12,500 a lot, which, you know, that's fairly conservative. I know, you know, in Champion they were asking $12,500 and sold for $10,000, but they also sold very quickly, right? So, but I also don't want to overinflate it, right? So, you know, but with that in mind, you know, we're at, $235,000 sort of net. The annual tax revenue based on, I think I based it on a $200,000 lot and property, it should hopefully be higher, but I'm trying to make this a little bit like worst case scenario, right? Annual tax revenue would be $24,000. So, you know, roughly it'd be paid off in 10-ish years. You know, that's sort of the order of magnitude, right? If that's kind of how we wanted to start it, because I think it makes sense to either start it at that end connected to Alta Vista or look at that gas station and what are some options for that, right? You know, obviously I don't think doing all of it at the same time would, between that and the other work, we wouldn't have any left, right? So 1A would be an extension sort of on the left there up to that gas station site. So if we put in, you know, the first stage and then added that on, it'd be about 105. And of course, the only revenue is from that one lot, right? But it's kind of like putting a Walmart in a mall, right? It, you know, it draws everything else in, so, you know.
So, this water line.
Yep.
Is this the way it was designed, or is this just what we did, or you did?
Well, Steve and I probably know about the same as, you know, with regards to water. It, you know, ideally if we put it in the road, it's a little easier to work on because back alleys tend to be too narrow, and we can service both sides, so. You know, beyond that, it's really just a case. Water lines are fairly straightforward, right? Where we will need it engineered. You know, I did budget for that. So I mean, this is kind of a suggestion. The engineers would say, okay, you know, based on this, we're going to need this many shutoffs and fire hydrants and all that kind of stuff, right? So that works to be done. And this is just to kind of give us a sense of scale, right? So
the only reason I'm saying this, if we go by stage one, and if it is 8, and you're just going to make that into tie into the 4-inch line so that they don't have, but if we didn't have to do that right away and just did these new lots.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then we start building from that side. So we try, and once these lots are sold, then we continue to work.
Oh, for sure. No, absolutely. I could make that note. So if we were to effectively get this main road turned on, right, I can cross that out. Okay.
Any time it's going to be a long payback, but it's
Well, I think the idea of this is, if we can kind of get a game plan and what we feel we're comfortable with, then I can start marketing them, you know, and because, I mean, it's only when we market them do we see, okay, are people interested, right? If they're not interested, this is a much shorter conversation, right? But I tend to think, though, that, you know, there's definitely some interest, you know, and I think along that road, that should generate some interest. And then this, you know, this one at the back, I think, is almost the second one, because it's, you know, people who have, like, a woodworking shop and a house or that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, it's kind of residential, but, you know, a little looser, right? So, I can definitely stage it that way, and we can see.
Well, just whatever, you know, I'm just trying to keep our costs down.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, so. No, for sure. Yeah, ideally, if we can at least get it going, and then that puts us in a better spot, right? I think, what else did we... And I guess I did some road names, but I actually handed out this, not saying we have to do this, but this is kind of where we have to get to, is these are the handouts. There you go. You can have a look.
Well, so, Marquee Road is definitely better than Gay Avenue.
Yeah. Well, either way, I didn't want to have that conversation, so... Well, and the reality is, I mean, the names that are there are reflective of a long time ago.
Well, that would be his wife.
Yeah, for sure. And I think what we're trying to do is have a theme, you know, because you want to call it something park, right, or you know, that kind of stuff, right? So, I mean, I suggested, what have we got, Carmen Day Station there, right? But it can be whatever. I mean, it's, you know.
Can I just give you a whispered comment here? The train is stunted in its growth, so you need, it needs to be less clear and raised up so we can see some wheels.
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, it's good. Yep. So, I mean, I think this would be the kind of thing that we want to do. I don't think, you know, I'm not asking you guys to say, yes, I want to do this tonight, but ideally... you know, kind of a name, and then the roads could follow along with it, right? If you want to call it, you know, tree parks, and they're all called Oak and Chestnut, I mean, whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
But I think at some stage, fairly soon, we want to get to that, because it's much easier to market when it's got some branding with it, right? So.
And I do like that, like, Carnegie Station.
Yeah. Well, it links, I mean...
Got a click to it.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, G3 is obviously, it's going to be one of two things, is grain or railway, right? Yeah. So I think that kind of ties in a little bit better. But if you think so, and we'll maybe rework.
Well, the lettering could be slightly smaller, and so could the steam.
Yeah. And yeah, steam, it eats up a lot of real estate. Yeah, exactly. Yep. No, it's good. Well, if you're good with that, I can start maybe... pushing this along a little bit.
Yeah. But, excuse me for asking, but when was it decided it was going to be called Carmel Gay Station?
Oh, I'm
well,
just,
it hasn't.
No. I'm just suggesting
not,
it. Yeah.
This is
only
a discussion.
Yeah.
We have not named anything.
If I may suggest something to you, when you have a council meeting like this and you have the public available,
Yeah.
It is better to have a committee of the whole meeting between you. So you don't have to release monies here, this, there, and then finalize it. And you can put that in your procedural bylaw.
Yeah, because we don't have it in there now.
No, well, it's best to put that in there so you cover yourself having this.
Yeah, you can have a longer conversation.
There's a lot of questions to be answered.
Yeah.
And that covers you.
Yeah.
And then the rest can be available to the public when you've made the decision.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, good. No, I agree. Makes sense. So I think based on that, if I go back and recast and stage this, I guess what the question I have is how the gas station can we can put in a cistern and a pump for about $20,000, right? And you know, it's not like it's locked. We can reuse it for irrigation and that kind of stuff. But we could do that, you know, and spend only $20,000 and turn on the gas station if that's I guess what I'm asking from council is what are you most focused on, right? So, and I know in the closed session we've got some costing, so maybe we can plow through that. But I would say, given the feedback, I'll we'll skip the motion and then we'll you know, I'll do some more work on it. And maybe have a committee of the whole sort of out too.
I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is good to have just an open discussion, right? So, okay. Unless there's anything else, sorry.
Nope.
Any other discussion on that? Okay. The 2022 draft capital budget.
Yeah. So at this stage, because there's a lot of moving pieces, I don't have a full budget, but I would like to get council's feedback on the different items. The first few are ones that are already in the works. I can go through them. The sanitary wet well heater is, we've got a new lid, but, you know, we're replacing the heater and they've been a real challenge to get a firm quote on. So, I think that one is, you know, it's going to be about that and we'll get it done, you know, fairly soon. But, the MP engineering study is...
So is that how much is... I was a little unclear on
that. Yeah, that's Carmengate half. So we've spent of 81,000, we spent 28,000. We just
sorry for the sanitary wet well.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was originally budgeted at 5. We put the lid on.
Yeah.
And so that's roughly what's left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, some of the projects are grouped together in some cases because it's much easier with the grants to do that. It gives a little more flexibility, but.
So this is what was originally budgeted, this is what's remaining.
Exactly, yeah.
Sorry.
Exactly. No, that's good. The MP engineering study, I think, you know, that's, we talked about that. The pumping controls is going to obviously be done with the rest of it, so that's the amount we have left from the MSP grant. In terms of new stuff, I'll go over this brush because we've already spent some time on it. The brushes with they call them the transmission go in either 3 or 5 years depending on which, you know, how much you spend on it, but they're a lot closer to 7,000. The one that we're suggesting is more, it's 11,000, but Scott did confirm, you know, with people that work in the city with this one that it fully lasts 10 years. I mean, it's been 10 years and it's working well. So the alternative to this is what you see out there right now is they're using the blade, which doesn't do as good a job, right? The sweeper gets it right down to the cement. So, but it does cost $11,000, right? So maybe at the end of this we can talk about which you'd like to progress with. That one, obviously, if we had it tomorrow, it would be used, right? So.
Well, it doesn't make sense to buy another broom for replacement one for the same thing.
No.
$6,700.
No, because originally they said 5, and we thought, well, okay, that's, you know, let's call it $1,500 a year, right? You know, but, when it gets up to $6,700, it's, you know, I mean, you're almost at a stage where you could contract somebody to do it, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, so, but this one, you know, like you said, it's, you know, they're comfortable with it, so, and I think the annual cost is much less, which is, I think, what we're aiming to do, right, so.
And it's compatible?
Yes.
With ours, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's designed for ours. That picture might not be exactly the same, but it's, you know, it is the Conterra, you know, so.
You want more discussion on that tonight or a motion on that tonight?
Yeah, ideally, yeah. And I don't know if you want to do them as we go or you know, we can do them at the end. It's up to you.
Okay. How do you guys feel?
You know, the one thing we do have gotten since Scott's been doing the road when they're cleaning or whatever is a lot of people are happy. This brush would definitely do a way nicer job.
Yeah.
It'll cut down his time, but I don't know if that's time.
I would say, because, you know, I always hear him in the morning.
He's out early.
Yeah, and it takes them about 45 minutes with the brush to do all the sidewalks, which to be quite honest is unusual for municipality, right? Mostly they make the residents shovel their own, all that kind of stuff, right? But because it's so quick, you know, why wouldn't you do that, right? And then it's safe because trip hazards are one of the worst things for municipality, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have quite a few seniors too.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So
a few services we offer.
Yeah. And I like the idea. Money is an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if there was something less expensive, I would bring it. But, effectively, and to be honest, I don't know how long the blade would last either. I mean, when I say that's less expensive, I don't know if we get 2 seasons out of it or 10, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, that it definitely will never do the same quality as this, right? This gets us right down to bare. So, but I think in terms of brushes, this makes the most sense.
And it does a far nicer job
than
the blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and
then
use it in the summer to clean the streets as well.
Yep. Yeah.
I would make a motion to buy that new brush.
Do you have any thoughts? Is that like the price?
If it makes you feel better, neither do I. No, it would be nice if they sold one for $5 that lasted 5 years, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Can we afford it right now?
Well, this is out of capital budget. We have, for round numbers, we have about $440,000 that we could access from grants, you know, including the leftovers, right? So, you know, we're using some of that, right? I would say, you know, when we get into things like the line under the tracks, you know, we have to see. I mean, I don't think grants are going to cover it under any circumstance, unless that's all we do, you know. So, I mean, one way or another, we're going to have to find some other solution, right, which is, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's the, quote, first thing out of that pot of money. And so once I kind of get this sorted out, I'll bring a full capital budget and we can, you know, some of it will be, you know, sort of waiting better prices, but it'll be earmarked, right, so. But I do want to know from council which, you know, what your priorities are, so.
Okay. Well, Doug made a motion for, what was your motion?
To purchase the hydraulic broom.
Okay. Any more discussion on that? Not. All those in favor? All those opposed? None? Carried.
All right.
Okay.
So the next one, the GIS system, that I'm quite in favor. It is effectively all the mapping for the village. I think as we go forward, and I'm budgeting $8,000. I don't think we're going to spend that, but, you know, it's going to be in bits and pieces, but I think the initial work would be, you know, let's call it around $5,000 or so, and then, you know, as we add some things a bit more. What we're trying to do with this money is all the records we have for tangible capital assets will be accessible through this. So, for example, if you want to look at all the sewer lines, you can turn on the age. So, you know, show me all the sewer lines that are over 30 years old, right? It just makes it a whole lot easier when we're planning. And we would have a license for a council to have a look at it too, right? So the idea is that you can go in there and turn things on and off and, you know, kind of see where we want to spend the money next. Because, I mean, it's, I know for myself as a counselor, you know, like you just asked, is, you know, is that a good use of money? Well, if you can see and kind of know what's coming up, you know,
so
it's a different.
Because you have all this information right there.
Yes.
And how did you get that?
Initially, it was a project. It was about, I think, $10,000-ish to get that initially done, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now what would this do different?
It would tie in all the extra data. So,
and that's just not something we could input that would have.
Well, I mean, it's really, what you do is you put the data separately on the internet, which, I mean, I have background in that, so I can work with Trevor on that. And so when you click on it, it goes there and it gives you all that information. So you can output it as a table, you know, here's all the pipes and the ages and stuff, or you can do it on here, right? And I think for, at least for me and council, it's much easier to show, hey, you know, here's what we've got done and what's older, because you want to marry up, say, for example, you know, road work with, you know, the structure underneath, that kind of stuff, right? But, and the other thing, of course, is we don't have, we're kind of drinking the Kool-Aid on this because, you know, our maps aren't good, you know, and so the more we can put into this, the easier it's going to be, right? So, and the company that I've got is a guy that's starting up, so we're getting a really good rate on it, right? He's, you know, his background, so he's using us kind of as a first case on this kind of thing, right? So, but he's very qualified. I'm not worried about that, but yeah.
So currently, how do we access all this data?
Oh, on the website. Yeah. So you would go to the website, put your username and password in, and away you go. It's in Maps. So you can, there's a map, which looks very much like Google, and you turn everything on and off, right? You can also.
The current tangible capital asset data. When we want to access that, how do we access that currently?
Oh, in an Excel spreadsheet.
Okay.
You have to go through all of it, right? And it's, I think, about 15 tabs. Have you seen it? The one Lavinia just does. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I went through it. Yes.
I thought I thought Orsic had one.
They have something similar, but it's not as easy for us to put the stuff in, right? We have to sort of send it to them, and they eventually put it in and pay for that, right? So we felt this was more cost-effective. Yeah, you're right. We are competing in a sense, right? You know, and unfortunately, they've got 30 or so other people that or other groups that they work with, right? So, you know, but no, it's just as we do further work and the work we've done, you know, the more we can capture, the better, right? So I think having that financial stuff really will help with long-term capital planning. So, you know, and one way or another, that's kind of where we want to get to. So the thought is, you know, this is probably the best tool for it. It's what most of the larger places are doing, right? So, you know, but so anyway, that's my pitch.
Yeah.
Not as exciting or as a brush, but you know.
Yeah. Well, no, but if it's something like we definitely need to have the info, I just.
I don't think it's as top of a priority as
no.
Things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I went over with Blake on his program down there, that,
mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty good too. Eh?
Yeah.
But it probably doesn't have the. He just knows. The ages or new the ages.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? Is if we can link it to tables, then we can do it for all of them, right? But you're right. Currently, we'd have to manually put that in, and there is some programming to be able to output it as tables and as a map, right? So it's really what we're paying for is the expertise, not the work itself, right?
Yeah.
You know, is you need somebody with some skills to be able to put that together, right? So. But I mean, it's, you know, it's totally up to council. Timing-wise, it's better to do this now before the summer, you know. But if it's not a priority, by all means, right? It's,
I don't know. I've
getting a little nervous about the next phases.
Well,
yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah, that's why I asked. Maybe
it's only so big.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So. Yeah. Well, why don't we just set it aside and we'll keep chugging away, and you know, that, you know, I certainly don't want to push it too much, right?
Okay.
I mean, there is lots of more stuff to do. Now, the this building, we've got some enclosed section. I did hand out, and I think you've seen this before, the drawings. Now, this one, because, you know, we are partway into the project, so we're definitely going to progress with it, but I think what I'm hoping to get from council tonight is mostly just the design. If you're good with the design, then we can get it done up to the point where we can start getting some firm prices on it, right? Because, I mean, the $80,000 is completely a guess. There's nothing to substantiate that aside from, you know, it's a big building and probably will need some stuff, but...
So what does $207,000 the insurance going to get us?
I don't know. That's why we have to do this first, right?
Okay.
Because I need to have some drawings that I can give to a builder, you know, and sort of see, like, you know, lights and light switches and stuff.
Well, I will say this is an incredible idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's give it to them and see what we come back with, and we may mm-hmm. have to revisit it then as far as what costs and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Like, I think really, if you look at the building itself, the back can go back 10 feet or up 10 feet, and there's literally not a whole lot of, I mean, we can do that without having to redo the drawing.
Yeah.
If you're pretty comfortable that the front is pretty close,
yeah.
you know, we can move around an awning and that kind of stuff, but they did give us a budget of $2,500 for the drawings, so, I mean, the insurance company is paying over on top of that, so... I mean, it's not costing us to have that done, but the sooner we can get that, the sooner we can push along everything. And because I think ideally in the spring, we want to, as soon as we can put a shovel in the ground, get going, right? So.
May I take a peek?
Yeah, you bet.
I think conceptual drawings, but I think they look fantastic.
Yeah,
I do too.
Yep. Where is it going? Right next door.
Right over here. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So if you're good with that, I mean, it like I said, I think
I just start to shudder when there's an extra 80 grand for, like, what we have at the end.
Oh, for sure, yeah. No, I agree. And like you said, until we have something that they can quote on, you know, because at that stage we'll say, okay, you know, we wanted this look, but, you know, that's going to cost us, you know, that kind of stuff. And
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This would be incredible if we could do this.
Yeah,
but if it's an extra $40,000 that we don't have,
for sure.
Then
you
know. So when the quotes come back, I would say we revisit this. But for now, go ahead with your What do you guys think?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, because that's not spending an extra dime, right?
No.
The design. So, and it's Brenda Duluth. I mean, she's done a lot of work, and I know I could go back to her and say, look, do you mind just tweaking this? And she's not going to charge us extra for that, right? So,
I motion that we go ahead with.
Okay. And that's just for the drawing.
Yeah. For the drawing. Yeah.
Okay. And the quote.
Yeah. Okay. Drawings. And again, this is just to give you order of magnitude. In other words, if you're looking at everything, you may as well earmark some money and say, okay, this is what it could cost, right? And quotes. Okay.
So that's like having a centennial building, because we never had anything for the centenary.
it's along the lines of what Baldwin and Electric kind of look
like. Yeah, what the buildings used to look like.
All the way along here, that's what they
mean. Did you take this off the drawing that's on the wall that Colleen Annable did?
No.
The old Main Street? Okay.
Well, at least I don't think it was completely Brenda.
Okay.
I sent her, in fact, the pictures are
similar. That's why I thought.
Yeah, this is what I sent her, right? Is,
okay.
You know, that's the look we want.
Yeah.
You know, which is in Langdon, but that's good if it's, you know, maybe we have to give her a little commission. I don't know. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar
yeah.
to what you see there.
Oh, no, that's great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, that if we can get that done, then I can go away and keep working, right? So, which is, I think, mostly the goal, right?
We passed that, right?
Yeah. Well, sorry. No, I think...
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion made by Doug to go ahead with the drawing. And quote. Thank you. Any more discussion? All those in favor? It is carried. Okay, so... Number four.
Yeah, so the next two we're aware of. Obviously, these are... very wide, wild guesses, and but it gives you an order of magnitude. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get a grant in April and we want to proceed. You know, we've got, you know, $550,000 wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to spend that to get the water plant going and that line under the tracks, right? So based on that, you know, we're $100,000 over what we have. Now, we... in all likelihood, we won't get the line under the tracks this year. If we did, it would be right at the end of the season. So in terms of how to pay for it and that kind of stuff, you know, I would cost it over 2 years, right? You know, and then figure it out from there. But and so I'm not looking for, you know, obviously there's no sense making a motion until we have it. But I just want to make sure you're aware of the bigger stuff. And then, you know, based on what you've given me, I can do up the whole... project or the whole capital budget.
Now, on your proposed drawing, you have it coming on at Harding Street. But
yeah,
talked about Truman.
It'd be Truman, yeah. I literally just drew it across.
Okay,
yeah.
I was going to say there's fewer trees.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay. Yeah, through the trees is probably a really dumb idea. Yeah, I actually hadn't thought of that. You're right, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, that'd be a nightmare, actually, to be honest. Yeah, so unless there's anything else, I think, honestly, we have more projects than money right now, right?
Okay.
But I think in terms of maybe what council's excited about, you know, or interested in, we have to deal with the water, which will eat up most of the money. And then the small business park, we can, if at least I can get to the point where I can see what kind of interest there is, you know, if we can figure out lot prices and just say we're intending to do this, you know, then we can kind of see what the interest is and then come back and revisit it, right? So, you know, there you go.
Okay.
So I think that was the hard stuff. Hopefully these bylaws aren't hard. Okay.
Bylaw rescinding bylaw.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Yes.
What happens to the old obsolete bylaws?
Have to keep them. They're marked rescinded on them,
yeah.
Actually written on the bylaw, rescinded, and they're kept in the book forever. One of the things we are going to do in due course, and Kelly can do it, is scan them and digitize them. So, because some of those books, when you open them, you know, they're 100 years old, right? So,
okay.
But yeah, that in the end, that's what you're supposed to do, is mark them as rescinded. What we do is we have them all listed in an Excel table. So the nice thing is all the rescinded ones, we can start turning those off and see how many active ones we have left, right? Because I think at last check we had 600 active ones, which is too many.
So there is a paper copy as well as a digital copy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Digital copies, not quite there yet, but that's the goal.
Okay.
Yeah. We have most of the ones that we use all the time digitized, but... you know, that's the thing is we want to go through them, and it's good filler work, right? Just keep scanning them. So, and I think they follow sort of two blocks of them, which is the lot sales, which, you know.
Last 1938.
Yep, yep.
Almost 12 years since bylaw, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number six, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And then all these tax ones.
Yeah, and they're just
redundant.
Yeah, because I mean, you could technically, I talked to municipal affairs, you could expire them, but you know, this way at least we're consistent, right? So, you know, if we're going to rescind them, might as well just rescind them, right? So, And unfortunately, then we end up with one more bylaw, which is the bylaw rescinding bylaw. Which I don't know if you can ever rescind that one. I think you have to keep that forever, right? That would be a maybe.
Well, it only makes sense.
Yeah.
Clean it up.
Yeah. And ideally, you know, hopefully at some point this coming year we'll be down to, you know, a reasonable number, and we can go through them and say, okay, which ones do we want, and, you know, start revisiting them. Ideally, you want to schedule them, right? They should be coming back to council on a regular basis, but as you can imagine, some of these haven't for sure, right? So.
Okay.
Good.
So, is there any more discussion about this?
I think it's pretty okay. So, I will move to pass the first reading of Bylaw 815, the bylaw to rescind obsolete bylaws.
Okay. All those in favor? Carried.
I will make a motion to pass the second reading of Bylaw 815, a bylaw to rescind obsolete bylaws.
Okay. Discussion. All those in favor? I'll make a motion for permission to pass the third reading of Bylaw 815, a bylaw to rescind obsolete bylaw. All those in favor? And it's carried unanimously.
Nice. I will move to pass the third reading of Bylaw 815, the bylaw to rescind obsolete bylaws.
Okay, all those in favor? And it is carried.
Good. Well, the folder with all the bylaws just got a little bit lighter. Your signature looks so nice, especially compared to mine. It looks like a chicken scratch.
I want to be a movie star.
Yeah, there you go. You got the signature for it. I got that part all sorted out.
Okay. The bylaw, fire bylaw.
Yes.
I have a question on this one.
Yeah.
On number, part 7, outdoor fires,
number 2?
Yeah. It's a 17 point.
Should be 9.84 feet or 3 meters.
Oh, sorry, which one?
Page 78.
No, I'm on page 60.
Oh, yeah, I wrote it down on that.
It says, without first obtaining a fireworks and storage permit, but it's the only reference to storage permit in there.
Okay.
And I just wondered what the storage permit was.
Oh, that's not the one I'm doing.
Come up with your own.
Yeah, because it looks like she's got the amendments here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think what we'll do, if you don't mind, is we'll do the first reading and I'll just get Kelly to revisit it. But
okay.
What she's done is only added in Vulcan County's fireworks piece in here.
Okay.
But if you do know, so... Sorry, whereabouts is that? That you've
it's under number 2, or number 1 amendment.
Okay.
Part, or 2.
2.
Part 7. Take the bottom of page 60.
Okay.
Bottom 17. Of,
yeah.
17.
Thank you. Yeah, so we'll revisit that. We'll clean it up. And then,
okay.
Because I think aside from that, it literally is the old fire bylaw with that fireworks piece in, right? So... Yeah, so if you don't mind doing first reading, we'll just...
Okay, the other question I had was, are the fines listed in the bylaw?
The fines are in a separate bylaw, the fine bylaw, but I think what I'll do is I'll bring back that piece.
Okay.
Yeah, so, okay. And to be quite honest, if it's not listed here, that would need to be updated to, you know, by council. So
okay.
I think either way we have to address the fine, right? So
okay.
Yep.
So it's referenced, but it's not actually in the bylaw?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. No, and you're right. Because that's the heat, right? Good. Yeah, so we'll get those sorted out.
Okay.
Well, I guess we just do first reading then,
yeah,
tonight?
Yeah, and you don't have to sign it. We'll do all the signings then.
Okay, I motion to pass the first reading of bylaw 816, a bylaw to amend bylaw 788 with the addition to of firewood.
So then, do we just pass first reading?
Yeah,
okay.
If you don't mind, yeah.
And then you make the changes after that?
Yeah, okay. yeah, and you can make them in, you know, I'll bring them back and we'll get them redone.
All those in favor of the first reading? Pass. Okay.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. So the animal bylaw.
Yeah, so the animal bylaw was initially we visited this to address riding horses in the village. And let me just find the, sorry, I just want to get to the end of this thing. That's a long one, eh? Okay, so it consolidates bylaw 728, the dog bylaw, bylaw 768, the horse bylaw, and it's right at the end of this, too. Show them as rescinded, or repealed, sorry. 783, the rabbit bylaw, and 798, the chicken bylaw. So what I thought is, if we can pass first reading, I said to Kelly, maybe we can take this and print the old ones and just make sure that, you know, we've got everything we want. The idea behind it is that if it's all in one bylaw, it's much easier for the public.
Yeah.
And ourselves, to be quite honest,
yeah.
Right? So, with regards to the horses, I think she has added in some sections and she's highlighted all the sections that she's made changes to. The horses, I believe, where it is right now is you can ride them, but you have to clean up after them. Other municipalities require a helmet. I mean, that's your rider, so I think whatever you guys think is we can do either way, but I think in terms of enforcement, you know, even picking up after your horses, you know, is challenging, but at least if it's in there, we can, you know, we have a leg to stand on, right? So, my understanding from council is the gist is that, you know, I don't think it's riding in the village that's the problem. It's just, you know, and you know, being safe, obviously, but I think that might be it.
Honesty of the rider.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I think, yeah. I don't have trouble with anybody riding horses in town. It's
no.
Just be safe. You don't race cars. You don't race on icy streets, and you pick up after.
Yeah.
You have to pick up after your dog.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's a fine if you don't, so why wouldn't you have to pick up after a horse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
Excuse me, Madam, does it have a title, this general bylaw that covers those horses and things?
That's a good question.
Animal bylaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Animals and village bylaw.
Yeah. Yeah, you betcha. So the thought would be first reading if you want, and then I think if I can, I'll reprint the other ones and reconfirm that they're... The main thing you want to do is make sure you haven't missed something from the old bylaw, right?
Yeah.
Certainly you can change things, but we don't want to throw out things that were already in there.
So my question.
Yep.
We have a hen bylaw, but this says we can't keep hens.
Where is that?
So that
was in the provision.
That's how it confusingly makes it.
Yeah, we could write it better. Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, you know, if it's hard for us to read, it sure is not going to be easy for the public to read. So what section was that?
It's like the very 4.1. It says no person shall keep livestock. No person shall have any of the following within the village. Livestock, wildlife, bees, poultry, poisonous snakes, reptiles or anything.
Oh, yeah, that you're
except
right.
We do have.
Except for other parts of the bylaw. Which,
yeah.
No, I agree. So okay. Yeah. So I'll make a note of that.
Yeah.
Because you're right. It should be very clear. And that's. I mean, you know, you have to read the entire bylaw to know what that means, right?
Yeah.
So.
And then I guess the next page says you can keep horses on this thing, and you can keep rabbits from this thing, and you can keep.
Well, and I guess, I mean, Yeah, and that's maybe on the second one, too, is kind of get a sense, we'll revisit, you know, what are you comfortable with and not. I think the one thing we do want to do is allow horses in the village.
Yeah.
But, you know, things like rabbits and, you know, my understanding, I haven't, you know, I don't know this as well as Kelly or you folks probably that have used it, but there are some lands that you can do things that you can't on other lands, right? So, you know, we may want to revisit that.
I'd be willing to take that rabbit thing where he oats.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was...
Mm-hmm.
So that's section...
4.3.
Okay, yeah. So remove section 4.3. Yep.
You're removing rabbits? My neighbor won't like it.
No, we're removing the...
They were only allowed on one parcel of land.
Yeah, so now they're allowed anywhere.
No, they're not allowed anywhere.
That's
yeah.
A good one.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, rabbits aren't as offensive as, I mean, chickens are a thing, right, you know?
Well, they had rabbits. Someone had rabbits. How many years ago was that?
That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then they moved and they let all the rabbits go.
Yeah.
And
we were all the
bunnies.
Yeah. There's actually a park in Ladner, B.C. that is literally called the Rabbit Park because it's, somebody did exactly that and, you know, there's about 100 of them there.
Then if you want to go on page 78.
Okay.
That's just a...
Oh, okay. And that was, on which one?
On the requirements of keeping urban hens.
Oh, okay. Page 78. Okay, good.
And it's just... They put 3.28 feet, but it should be 9.84.
Oh, sure. Okay. Meters to feet. Yep. No, that's good. Yeah, for sure.
On 76, yep. One of the things I found confusing is it said the maximum number of urban hen licenses that may be issued in the village shall be one urban hen license per 100 persons based on the population of the village.
Yeah, so we have two.
So two people in town can have three chickens. So that what that means?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because
I think that person said to Jan, and I said, well, I don't know who's going to fight over chickens for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I guess...
I thought it was so many hens per house.
You're allowed three hens.
Yeah.
But according to this one, you're only...
Only two people are allowed three hens. Yeah.
Allowed
and
three hens.
Which number was that again?
7.2.1 on people.
Okay. Should we just remove that?
Yeah.
It's very confusing, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, easy enough.
Yeah. You want to be in front of the bus?
Yeah, there you go.
Chicken.
Good. Yeah, no, that's good.
Okay. So, we'll do first reading and then do revision? Or do we have to come up with the fine schedule?
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll bring back the fine schedule, and what I'll do is now that we've got this, because I think the chickens was and the horses.
Can we do $50 on?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Not that long.
That was on the fine bylaw. So, but I'll just run through it again based on this, and you know, yeah, because it would be good to revisit it even if we don't change it. But I'm pretty sure the fireworks piece isn't in there, right? So, you know.
Well, and I would also say on the fine one, then, that we put in the same thing like for dogs. If
yeah.
You get fined $100 if you don't clean up your horse house.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so can I have, if I want to make a motion, please,
I can make the motion to be first reading of, I didn't do that. First reading of bylaw 814.
Any more discussion? All those in favor? And it is carried.
Okay.
All right. Utility review.
Yes. So, based on, I broke it down by direct costs. And then, you know, the extra, and they're all listed here, right?
Yeah.
You know, water, it shows we're 20,000 to the good. To be honest, I would say the water salary, we probably have some of Dale's in public works, which actually is probably one of the reasons why that's off. 20,000 is probably closer to, you know, five, but that doesn't include any capital work, right? So there's no depreciation in there. Because I guess what we're asking is, you know, should we, what the rates should be, right? Are we comfortable with them as they are?
Or? That's the bylaw thing. Like, I don't.
The bylaw is stuck at, I think it was the 2020 rate. We kept the 2020 rate in 2021. I think that's, so effectively the bylaw right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just the cost to ask, do we want, you know, this would have been based on the current rate. So then you ask your question, right? Yeah.
Because
so,
yeah. They don't have, like, the bylaw was closed.
Yeah.
Does it go up this year according to the bylaw?
No, it's just a flat amount. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that's the thing is I it wouldn't be a bad idea to bring it back and at least, you know, mark that for this year or, you know, next couple of years, whatever council chooses, right? But
wasn't Twin Valley's costs going up this year? Did they talk about that at all?
Their water rates are staying the same.
Yeah.
I think the Waste Commission's going to go up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is interesting because the garbage used to always be, not a profit, but it used to, you know, have excess, right? Which, you know, kind of balances out from other stuff, but it actually, you know, showing a loss, you know, and that's all contracted out, so.
Yeah.
I think if that goes up, you know, it would be prudent probably to raise the rates accordingly, right? So, you know.
So we have 12 or whatever it is for him, and then we have the transfer station requisition.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that basically paying, so he doesn't have to pay the transfer station to drop off
paying,
at all?
So you can go to the transfer station and not have to pay anything.
And that pays for the recycling.
Yeah, the recycling is included
and
in that, yeah.
Tipping fees for emptying the transfer stations. Yeah. And
yeah.
The tipping fees is a big part of it. And then the salaries.
Yeah.
All the transfer stations.
Okay. And I think that would be very hard to back out of that piece.
Oh.
You know, because we're, you know, once you start one of those, there's a liability.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you wanted to close it, there's a cost to that, right? So.
Yeah, I don't think we could stop.
We can encourage them to spend less, but I think that's.
That's the agenda.
Yeah, that's the extent of what you can do, right? So. The sanitary, we don't really have much cost in there because they're, you know, most of them are, quite frankly, we didn't do any cleaning last year. Based on 2021, you know, we would normally flush and camera the lines and that kind of stuff, but, you know, it does show surplus. Again, you know, that doesn't put much of a dent in any repairs and stuff, right? So I would say based on these, we're probably close to evenish on all three, you know, like if, you know, but it doesn't allow a whole lot for, you know, capital stuff.
Yeah.
And or any emergency.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't say it's a burning fire, but it's, you know.
Well, and now on the water side of it, your water usage, that's based on a dry year.
Yes.
Like, so if you have a wet year and people aren't watering, you don't get that extra.
Well, I mean, the thing is, the water, we pay more for water than we bill out because, you know, it's never 100%. And I think the number I got was 81.6. So it was at 18.4% is, you know, fire hydrants, it's leakage, you know, things like, you know, the curling rink, those sorts of things, right? So so the more that goes out, the more we probably lose on that because we bill 175 and we get charged 175, right? So. You know, in terms of the actual that particular cost, is that what you're asking?
Well, just on your revenue sheet, it's got the water flat fee, so the flat fee off water bills, but then the usage fee, but that's people's overage charges and off the 28,000.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, you're right. It is here. We've got a certain amount for, you know, that's included. Yeah, you're right. Is that could disappear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If it rained all summer, well, you know. I mean, there's some larger. there's some larger users, you know,
yeah.
that'll be in there anyway. But yeah, you're right. The accounting system does separate that out. It doesn't include the base price, right?
So. If you took out that, you know, if you took out the extra water
then you're in the loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's what I mean. It isn't science, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of on the, you know, break-even-ish point, right?
Yeah.
And not really. If you did this for the next 10 years, you would need to find other money to do repairs.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately the grants, as you know, the MSI is dried right up, right? So, so we at some point we'll have to figure out how that's handled, but
yeah.
You know, and maybe that's something to look at when we do the taxes and that kind of stuff, right? You know. Good.
Okay.
I don't know if that was what you anticipated or not. We're always looking to ensure that we don't have we're trying to minimize the water wastage, right?
Yeah.
It I know, for example, you talk to the guys in the town of Oak, and there just is leaks, right?
Yeah.
All of Carmingay is, of course, just sand. So, unfortunately, normally a leak bubbles to the surface, but here, because there's so much sand, it's, you know, unless it's pretty substantial, you don't see it, which is really challenging, right? So I haven't figured out a way to spot them other than that, right? So good.
Do you know what it is year over year for our, like, the difference?
Difference in what?
Like, you have 81.6%
yes.
Billed out of the water
yeah.
that we're being invoiced for. Do you know, like, year over year?
I can find that.
Is that comparable to other years, or is that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I think I've got 19 and 20, and I should be able to get 21 in there. Because you're right. Is I think what we want to see, depending on when we're billed, it's you can't really do it monthly because it's you know it's like this. But maybe over a quarter, right? You know, so we could see year over year quarters. I'll pull that up. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure I have all the data for that, so that'd be pretty easy to do.
I don't know.
Yeah, ideally it'd be nice to. The challenge is, of course, the bills from Twin Valley. They just say the amount, right? We pull the other stuff out of the accounting system, but
the metering.
Yeah, maybe I'll build a. I might build a report for that to make it a bit easier.
Because
if we can track that regularly, right? Because it's just the sum of everybody's water usage. It's not, you know, we do have the meter actual usage in there, right? So, yep. Okay, I'll year over year water usage. Okay.
Okay, H, utilities connection fee.
Okay, so cubes. Okay. So I think, in a nutshell, the Municipal Government Act indicates that we're supposed to provide services to properties that are adjacent to main services. The stipulation is, though, that the municipality can charge for it, and it doesn't really give you a time, right? So, and that can be kick-started from either the owner or a renter, right? I mean, I don't know anybody's going to rent without water, but so the owner, and the nuts and bolts of it is, realistically, if we had an empty lot and the services are in the road, it's going to be between about $2,000 and $3,000, you know, in that range to provide that, and then about another $400 for the meter. So every time we sell a lot and provide that, you know, we're probably spending, you know, $2,500, $3,000 to just get them online, right? Which, especially with bare land, is, you know, tax, you know, the minimum's $500. So, you know, we've just eaten 5 years worth of taxes, right? So it is something to think about. I mean, I think, you know, at the time that we do the industrial park, we'll actually run the services right then, right? So there's no sense, you know, going back, right? So that'll actually save a bit, but the cost does, you know, is there, right? So I don't know if, you know, I just wanted to get council's opinion on that. No councillor wants to be the one to talk about raising any right?
I'm a little unclear on the motion.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no, it's true. I think what we want to do is figure out an amount, you know, to add, have a hookup fee be a certain amount, right?
Okay.
We can definitely do a different motion. I don't think that's a challenge, but in a nutshell, and if you need more information, I'm happy to do it, but, you know, realistically, that's going to be pretty close on most of them, right? So
we want to know if we can do it to cover the cost, total cost.
Well,
from that, yeah. Or
well, I mean, you know,
or at least partial.
Yeah, like there's a residential lot. Where is it? Down in the south, as you know, my directions aren't good. You know, and it's got services, you know, in the front and back, and you know, so when we sell that bare lot, we're going to need to run the line in. You know, so. That's exactly what this scenario we're looking at, right? For the utility hookup, you know. I mean, that's the cost. I don't know if you want to talk, you know, because it really depends on how easy it is, right? Sometimes the line's really close and it's not. But so I wouldn't probably suggest taking the full shot, you know, but the water meter is pretty obvious. I mean, $400 is...
Yeah. So is it... a utility bylaw thing that we'd be at, or would it
yeah.
be adding it to the cost of the property?
Well, ideally, I think you're right, is like when we have new lots, we would service them and then that's just in the price. I think that's a way better way to do it.
But I mean, even if someone wants to buy a lot,
yeah.
if they know beforehand that it's going to
yeah.
be an additional...
We could do that.
$1,000 or whatever.
Yeah, included in, which includes services to the... yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we could do that. That probably is a more palatable way.
And then they're buying
yep.
a service
yep.
lot
yep.
for $2,000 extra or
okay.
whatever.
Yeah, with the services to be connected service lot. Okay, in price. So what I'll do, if you're okay with it, I'll bring that back. Because we have a policy for what you know commercial and residential lots cost.
Yeah.
So I'll bring that back. And we can add that in, right? Because, you know, if it's 15,000, it could easily be 17.5, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a service lot is a big deal. You know, in the county, you're not going to get it, and in a lot of other places, right, you're paid. So, you know, it is, I mean, it's a pretty good thing if you're putting in a house, right? So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Okay, so I'll bring that back.
Up front, it's a whole lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Because I think once they buy it, is an electrical cost you over and above?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I'd rather
yeah.
purchase it knowing it's serviced than purchase it and then find out
yeah.
that's going to cost me another $2,000
yeah.
to get
yeah.
serviced.
Yeah, that's the stuff that hurts, right? Yeah. No, I agree. Okay. So I'll bring that policy back and we can revisit that with this in it. Good. Oh,
all
easy. All right. I'm not saying we have to do this. I'm just giving you the numbers.
I have a question. How
yes.
come it went down minimum tax, 20 and 21?
Oh, because we had to adjust for the fire requisition, which we now have to remove, right? Because it's let's say we collected $100,000
yeah.
and we actually were reduced. And let's say it's 20,000 for round numbers. We actually reduced the taxes to 80,000. Now some of that's by rate and some of it's for the minimum ones, right? So to make it kind of the same percentage for everybody, that was the average that we reduced it. Now, so effectively it's the same. You know, if you figure that extra amount that was charged, it is $500. I mean,
okay.
the net is the same for the rate payers, but, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean,
now it'll be back to 500 because we have the requisition.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly, yeah, for sure. And there won't be an extra requisition, right? So, I mean, the challenge here is, and I've given you some other places, if you divide the taxes we need, let's say for round numbers, it's 200,000 and there's 200 homes, the average home should be 1,000, which means the lots, you know, are less. And on top of that, of course, there's also, you know, they're not contributing to the utilities typically, right? So, you know, we're definitely losing money on those, but I mean, you know, that would be one way to encourage, you know, people to either build or sell, right? Because
yeah.
I think what we want to do is motivate people to put something on the property. I
do know some residentials that are minimum tax that are
homes.
Well, I mean, mobile.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. No, and there are, yeah.
They're going to be super bad.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, for sure. No, I agree, and it's because I think, what do we have? I think it impacts a pretty large percentage of the property owners, right? You know, it's like there's of the 214, I can't remember where the number is here. It's a good percentage of them. It's not like 50. It's closer to 100.
That pay minimum tax?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, you know, it. And the challenge with that is you know, that like there's no inflation happens, right? It's been 500 for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
I
mean,
say,
you know,
how many years? When was the last time it went up to?
Well, I went back to 2015. I'd have to start looking further. It's been.
I know we upped it during my time, so it's been.
But from, I think it was from 350 or something.
That was 2017, or 2007, so it's
yeah.
Between there.
Yeah, yep. No, it's true. Yeah, did it go from 350 to 500 or something?
Like
yeah,
that,
yeah. So, I mean, the other option is maybe start tying it to inflation, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, if costs go up, right? And hopefully there's an offset for everyone. But it does mean the more this stays the same, the more the other people have to pay more,
yeah.
You know, because...
I think it's due for an
yeah.
increase.
Yeah.
Whether it's 750 or 1,017.
Yeah.
What's that?
Residential vacant is 17, it says.
Oh, yeah, properties, yeah.
It's all over there. 62 residential occupied.
Yeah. No, and it will be a hardship for some, right? There is a seniors program where you can defer your taxes, because
yeah.
I think in a lot of cases they would be seniors, you know, where you kind of defer it and the province lets you do that and, you know, it gets paid back when they sell the property or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. So I think if we're going to do that, we should look at, hey, here's some options for you too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, the reality is, you know, we're getting less and less and less, you know, with $500, right? Especially if it was maybe 15 years ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't buy as much as it used to, you know, so I wish it did.
Well, I agree. I think we have to.
No, I agree, too. I just
know
there's
going to
be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
I don't have to listen to you, but somebody does.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, people that pay more than minimum.
Yeah,
they're upset when their property is assessed and it goes up by 2-3. Mine went up $600 one year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, and the reality is, if we needed more money.
Yeah.
If this stayed the same, everybody else would continue to pay more, right?
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
know, so.
It just makes a bigger gap.
Yeah.
And it's less incentive to want to fix up your property, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get out of that minimum
yeah.
tax bracket.
No, that's true.
I'm
yeah.
not saying for everybody.
No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, there's some older homes that are nice, and they're just
yeah.
not as,
yeah.
you know, their assessment is lower, right? But,
I
guess maybe the thought would be to, you know, a person that is, you know, is going to have a hardship or whatever, is there something that we can offer, right?
Yeah.
You know, something along those lines. So, now, this is more just to get, you know, your head around it, because we don't really need to figure this out until March, right? But
yeah.
I think if what I'll do is some tax scenarios, and then, you know, I'll say if minimum was this and the rate was this, then, you know,
yeah.
but this gives you a sense of what it's going to mean to people, right? So good.
And before you pull all those old bylaws, maybe see
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's true, right? Yeah, no, they stay the same. Yeah, the tax rate bylaws, so I should be able to tell. Yeah. Should we all bet a dollar on which year it was? Or?
All right, so confirm the FDAB number.
Yep.
So we've talked about this before, and so can I, about appointing Sheila?
I'll make a motion to appoint Sheila Schmidt to the ORSC Subdivision and Development Appeal Board and provide any funds required for training and travel.
Perfect. Yep. Any discussion? All those in favor? And it is passed.
Great. Okay. So I can explain what K means. So the motion is to remove Heather as a signatory. ATB, when Heather puts in a deposit as the village of Carmengay, she's technically self-dealing, right? She's putting money into her own account because she's a signature on the account. They've got this new system where you have to remember to do a form. We found that this is just going to be the easier way to do it. What it'll mean is I'll have to sign the checks, but I mean, we can be a little more disciplined and do them on a regular basis with yourself or whoever wants to come in. But this means that when she makes deposits and it isn't a signature, there's no issue with it, right? But, you know, they kind of called us on the carpet a bit about that because, and it's not, nothing's intentional. It's just, you know, as humans, we make errors, right? And they're pretty fussy about that. So, you know, if we can have a process that'll never fail, well, why not, right? So, and she'll draft the checks and do everything. It's just literally the signature, right? So that makes it easy.
Okay. So can I have a motion?
I move to remove Heather O'Halloran as signatory for the ATB account for the Village of Carmengay.
Okay. All in favor? And that is carried.
Perfect. And what did we do here? So L is the Summerland cost and M is the arts and tea.
We haven't got the results on the Summerland trial yet. Mike was actually expecting it by now, but hasn't heard anything. But at the same time, we did tell him last fall that we would do our share and we wouldn't be able to do it till January.
Sure.
So it's January and we did have someone donate half of our cost for it, so $5,000 is what our share would be to,
okay,
which will be payable to Mike, because Mike has paid all of it.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
So I just like a motion to.
Yeah, and I guess budget-wise, so we're saving on the physician thing, but there's not a lot of slush in the budget either, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean, that's a discussion probably for March, you know, when we look at the rates and stuff, right? So, but I mean, there is room in the budget to do it, so.
To do a check now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we want any more discussion on this, or
we
talked it to death?
Okay. Well, we're still out there, so we haven't talked enough
about it. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, what about Muni Fairs?
I haven't talked to them yet about it. No, sorry. I'm not quite sure who to talk to, but I can follow up. I think I should anyway, right?
Muni Fairs. You
yeah.
Said Muni Fairs was potentially.
Yeah. Like, I think if you make the motion to request it from Municipal Affairs, and if that doesn't work, then pay it. I mean, that then, you know, that'll be the order of operations if you guys are good with that.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure I get an answer before I check this cut.
Okay.
Do you want me to reword that?
Sure.
I believe we pay the, find out from Municipal Affairs if they will pay our share of, the $5,000 or for the Summerland hearing.
All those in favor of that motion?
Okay. Good.
Okay, so letter of support regarding policing. So I sent you guys that email, and I see that on the radio this afternoon that Lethbridge County, I think it was the county or the city, one of them, has written a letter similar to what they're asking us about. But this is kind of scary to me in that they are looking at passing on the retro salary agreement onto us, which are already taxed.
Yeah.
That's with the policing. So, since you've all read the letter, are you okay with us sending a letter outlining this?
Oh,
yeah. A letter of support saying that, I can't remember. Outlining the fact that municipalities were not at the negotiation table, the cost estimate and property tax increases, and asking that the federal government covers all retro salary payments.
Okay.
So, Patrick, can you draft up the letter for that?
Yep. Yeah, and I've got that one, so use it as a template, obviously, okay. Right? So, yeah, I can do that. That's no problem. Do you want a motion? You probably should do a motion, yeah.
I move that Patrick writes that letter.
There you go. That's true.
Okay. All those in favor? I almost fell over when I got that letter.
Yeah.
That's a retroactive payment, approximate cost of $80 million.
Yeah.
And they're just going to pass it on to municipalities.
Yep.
As if they're not paying enough for policing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Now you can see how that's going, right? I mean, it's...
It's kind of a feather in the cap for this provincial police force that they're trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because for the most part, I think people weren't excited about it, but it's probably going to revisit that, right?
Well, I went and they already had one Zoom meeting when I first got on council, and I attended that. And I will say when I got off of that, I thought, I don't understand why we would do this. But
if
it was in place, like Ontario's had their own for how many years? And now for them, they would never ever go back. It wouldn't even make sense to use the RCMP. But the initial cost...
That's huge.
I don't think they're covering everything.
No. You never do. I mean, honestly, with a startup, you never anticipate all the costs. You just don't. No, so... Good.
Okay.
So I believe people have emailed in their reports. Good.
I could not attend South School this time.
Yeah, so. Oh, that's okay. No, it's good. If everybody has, then that's easy to deal with, right? So.
I did not.
That's okay. I know where you are. It's all good. Yeah.
Have you found out yet when Mayor's and Reeves meet?
No.
I still have not gotten except for the initial.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they must meet because that's where that letter came out of.
Yeah, and I don't.
Mayor's and Reeves meeting, but I. Don't
and I don't think Jamie goes to them. Or maybe he does. I don't remember that he did. So
maybe
I think
Tom Grant tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah, he would definitely know, right? So
he used to go.
Yeah.
And good. I did phone Mel's about V-Crimp, but they haven't had a meeting yet and they're just going to start trying to organize them.
Good.
For what?
That
Working County Regional Emergency Management Partnership.
V-Crimp.
We'll call it Beat Crunch from now on. I like that.
Yeah.
It's quicker.
Okay. Alrighty. So, we have to do a closed session.
Yep.
So, I would like to thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
And then we are going to have to enter a closed session to discuss two items.
And it's a closed session under FOIP?
Yeah, it's under Division 2, Section 19.
Have you got a FOIP representative?
I'm theoretically the representative, yeah. Yeah.
You're the representative?
Yeah, as far as the... Well, are you talking about one that if people have FOIP requests?
I'm talking about if anyone wants to send something via FOIP. Mm. Are you registered as the representative?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll double check.
Check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you very much.
You betcha.
I have something to say to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
When this is a tedious meeting, when you have tedious meetings when you want to get rid of the public, half of this information here could be put into the procedural bylaw as a council of the whole.
Committee of the whole, yeah.
In which case, then, you can invite your water guy, your other guy,
yeah,
look after these tedious
bread
and butter issues without having to involve the public or spend your time making decisions here, there, and now, and tiring yourself out with the nitty-gritty.
Okay.
So you can put that in your procedural bylaw.
I can bring that to the next council meeting, and then we legally can do it. Yeah.
And that will shorten the situation.
Yeah.
It'll give you a chance to have very relaxed conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You do not invite the public unless you want information from someone
sure.
in the public.
Yeah.
Right? And then you'll be armed and ready for anything that comes out of it. Otherwise, you see.
Yeah.
People go to sleep with this, they will not even bother,
yeah.
you know, and you'll get tired
yeah.
because it's a long drawn out situation and there's no, and then you can utilize all the people you've got on staff, whomever, to put an input in it and you don't have to refer back to Patrick to start talking again on the issues. Right?
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Anything else I can help with, just let me know.
Yes.
I'm very pleased that Sheila's involved. Very, very pleased indeed.
Good.
She's very happy to represent us.
I'm glad. I am so glad. Thank you very much for doing that. It's been worth that visit just to find that out.
Cool.
And if there's anything else I can help you with, let me know.
You bet.
Have a good night.
There we go. I'm not going to look at the score. That way when I get home, it's... Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's nothing worse than staying up for a hockey game and being angry at the end.
Don't stay up too late.
No, that's right. I need my beer.
Like the last segment from the one.
Yeah. Oh.
See you guys.
See ya.
See ya.
All right. Somebody want to make a motion to...
I move. Oh.
All right.
I'm off.
Okay. Make a motion to come on the camera at 5:05. All in favor? Okay. And anything else to pick up? Our next meeting is...
Not there. The third Tuesday of next month.
February.
Yeah.
And I will call the meeting adjourned.